Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Beth Sumner and Michaela Close with Visit Alamosa. Michaela's new. She's the program events manager for Visit Alamosa. Beth, how many years? You've been making a lot of things happen at Visit Alamosa. That's what I really want to say. You've been doing a lot of shit.
We do a lot. 10 years I've been with Visit Alamosa. Five, really kind of developing the events that we're talking about today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about First Friday celebrations here in 2026. They have some new twists coming up. It all starts on Friday, May 1st. I like First Fridays. I'm excited for another summer, another year, another spring of First Fridays. And Michaela's going to help us this year.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Michaela's absolutely taking it all over?
Eventually.
I'm working on it.
that would be a lot to just immediately dump. But honestly, she's jumped right in and, been downtown and the businesses are already seeing her face and meeting her. And so the first Friday of the season will be Michaela's First Friday. And we're really excited.
Yeah, me too. May 1st, before we get into the First Friday lineup, let's learn a little bit more about Michaela. Michaela Close, the program events manager, bachelor degree from Adams State, pursuing her master's degree now from Adams State. Michaela,
yes.
Tell us about the work you're doing and why you wanted to join Visit Alamosa as the program events manager. Not a job interview, you got the job. So now you can really be truthful to us.
Pretty much. So I got my degree in marketing. So that's kind of what I was interested in, like, all along. And then Kale, the executive, he actually was one of my professors. And then one of my friends, Ricky Ricardo, he also was kind of talking to me about, like, oh, we have this opportunity opening up.
Hold on. I got to go back to Ricky Ricardo.
That
threw me off there. Yeah. You have a friend named Ricky Ricardo. Ricky Ricardo does work at Visit Alamosa.
His name's Ricardo, but everybody calls him Ricky.
Okay,
so
sorry.
I'm so used to calling him that. And then, like, when I talk professionally about him, I'm like, oh, I should probably say
Ricardo. I appreciate that. I like that.
If anybody listening should absolutely come to the Visit Alamosa tent First Fridays and ask for Ricky Ricardo.
Yes. Please do that. I would love that.
Okay, I like that. Tell us, let's go into First Fridays. Give us, and I want to start with Michaela because I just kind of want to see, you know, we've been doing First Fridays how many years now, Beth?
This is year five.
Year five of First Fridays, and I know you have some new twists that we're going to talk about, but let's just start about the first one, May 1st, and what we're going to do there, May 1st, Friday, what that looks like, First Friday event of the 2026 season.
Well, we're really fortunate in that the May 1st Friday falls on the Friday that the Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area organizes their Cinco de Mayo block party. So that really, I mean, that's its own energy. It's already this fantastic event. So we're happy just to kind of align right alongside of it and fill up the market and offer fun things. And so we'll have live music. In the market on Main, we'll have some, you know, returning favorites and some new vendors this year. But really, we're just excited to kind of build on the excitement of the Cinco de Mayo Festival.
You know, I got to ask, because I don't know this and hope you do, is the Sangre de Cristo Heritage Area doing their First Friday celebration on Saturday, May 2nd? So we're partying from Friday to Saturday and just keep going through the weekend? Is that what we're doing, Beth?
So the Heritage Area's block party, that Cinco de Mayo block party, is on Friday night.
Okay,
so
cool.
We're just like
all in
on Friday.
So Friday, May 1st, First Fridays, you're combining that with Cinco de Mayo block party that Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area is doing that Friday, May 1st.
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking, because I'm thinking, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're just
keep going.
Chili, margaritas, tacos.
I mean, that's my plan.
Right? Why do we have to stop? That's what I'm thinking. What are you doing? Let's just go through the lineup. May 1st, Friday. Let's just take us through those First Friday dates. We'll settle in there.
Sure. So on, as you know, we have started doing, we call them takeovers. So we've opened up, you know, most of the dates this year to various partners throughout the Valley. And we have two new partners. We have some returning favorites, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But we have two new partners, which kind of offer a really kind of exciting new thing. And one of those happens on June 5th with Singing Sands of Summer.
Oh.
Is the theme. And this will be brought to you by the SLV Makers Market, which I know Lattice and Macy have this fantastic market. It's all around the valley. And so they're wanting to bring that energy to First Fridays and really kind of focus on the market side of it. And then really, Michaela, you have like the verbiage. I saw it on the poster that their
June goal. 5th.
June 5th is to elevate.
Yeah, they want to elevate the community of the San Luis Valley, of the makers here, because obviously they don't want any AI. They don't want any makers like that. They want like very realistic, handmade makers from the valley, but also outside of the valley as well. But that's kind of mostly what it is. They want to lift them up and like promote
it.
And then they want to promote people that like make products that are literally taken out of the San Luis Valley.
Yeah, I like that. June 5th, SLV Makers Mark Singing Sands of the Summer. Alamosa Citizen is going to do a booth at that June 5th SLV Makers Market. We have a new events manager, Miguel Gaspar. He's going to be there with our booth. We're going to have a booth there as that one. So looking forward to that. That's cool. SLV Makers Mark. What's after June?
So July 3rd. Another new partner, and we're so excited about, well, we're so excited about all of it, but this will be, you know, Barbara Cruz, and you know, Aaron Minks, and you know, the Founders Day reenactment and celebration, that they have been doing. They are bringing that in a big way to First Fridays. So for that one, we're going to close San Juan and do a full on reenactment. I don't know if you've ever, you've seen kind of some of the reenactment and heard some of the speaking that Aaron does on that. We'll do that. We'll have the photo booth. We have a just litany of ideas.
That's going to be cool.
To do. And so then that really kind of aligns with, you know, it's almost the 4th of July and the 250, 150, you know, celebration.
That's why I'm back to May, and we're going to go all the way to the 5th on that party. This one, we're going all the way from Friday, July 3rd into Saturday, July 4th, into Sunday, July 5th, into this July 6th. We're just extending these First Fridays, not just for one day, just taking them in through the weekend because they line up so well.
Really does.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool because July 4th is going to be big this year downtown Alamosa too.
Absolutely.
With the 4th of July parade. You talked about 150 celebrations. Alamosa Citizen, again, we'll have a booth July 3rd. We're always in the 4th of July parade. We're going to be in the 4th of July parade again. Wow, we're going to have a cool, it's kicking off, the summer is really kicking off to be some really cool events to get the summer going.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Michaela, before we go back to First Fridays, because I'm this way, give me something you like to do in the summertime.
Definitely hiking. I love paddleboarding as well, so I try to at least go to some lakes, especially with my sister. We go a lot. So, mostly that.
Hey, you know, I want to go back. I do this, Beth. You know, I jump around. I'm sorry. I'm thinking, though.
Here for it.
Yeah. June 5th, SLV Makers Market. Again, we're going to extend that into Saturday and Sunday because right behind it is the Rio Fest,
and that should be really exciting. Really looking forward to see how that shapes out this year, and that whole downtown on the Rio, and it feels like a really cohesive, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Cole Park and downtown are not that far away, and just like so much energy, so much happening. We're excited to be part of that weekend.
Yeah, I had to note that Rio Fest, Owen, too, because you know Andy Rice would have said something if he didn't note that. But I want to get Owen's thoughts here because again, we're going June 5th, June 6th, June 7th. You have the Maker's Mark on the 5th, Singing Sands of Summer. Then you have the Rio Fest. You do a lot with the Rio Fest. You've covered that. That's a big event. And then Cole Park is turning into Rio Fest that Saturday and Sunday, too. What are your thoughts, Owen, about this weekend?
I think it's long overdue, and I mean that in a good way. I think that this was, I appreciate Memorial Day weekend for being Rio Fest or for the Rio Trio because you can get a lot of people there. But
yeah,
what's the next weekend? You know, I mean, let's combine it all. And I think it utilizes Cole Park in a lot of ways, because Rio Trio kind of takes that north side, mm-hmm. and, you know, the Rio Fest kind of takes it all. I don't see why we can't just have them both there all weekend, you know, have Cole Park full and downtown full, and just a nice stream of people going back and forth all weekend long.
Yeah, this is really getting me excited, Beth. This is really getting me interested, Michaela, in what's going to happen in Alamosa this summer in the First Fridays, and how the First Fridays tease up all these cool weekends. May, June, July, let's go into August. What are we doing in August?
So in August, the Narrow Gauge Book Co-op.
I love those people.
What? So do we. are back and have agreed to stage another murder mystery game in
downtown
Alamosa.
That was big last year.
That was incredible. It was so much fun. It was a huge hit. And so they are back. They, of course, because they are fabulous and creative humans, are kind of changing it up this year. So the theme, the overall theme, will be kind of a Wild West
nice.
Murder mystery. So look for really themed clues, very different characters at play. But that will be our August First Friday takeover.
That's kind of fun, where you have the Wild West in August, and the previous month, July 3rd, you're going to have that full reenactment mm-hmm. with Founders Day for Alamosa on the 3rd, and then the next month you're going to do the Wild West
yep.
murder mystery thing. And I have to say that the Narrow Gauge people are very creative. The ladies that run the Narrow Gauge, wow.
We really like, when I'm like talking about these partners and thinking like that through, and say, you know, we have two artists creating this Singing Sands of Summer and the Makers Market and elevating artists and things, like just that driving force. And then we have these passionate historians for Founders Day. Like, really, we've kind of handed this over to the experts. And it's
well, you, best, and you, and, but I'm going to give you some credit, because you got it going, Beth. You got this going 4 or 5 years ago, and you put a lot of sweat equity into lifting downtown Alamosa on Fridays with the First Friday celebrations. And now here we see this evolution where you have these very creative people here in Alamosa across the valley that are helping take it to a different level. First Friday is really cool.
Well, we love it, and we'll take the credit, and we'll still do the, you know, sweat equity. We'll sit out and do the heavy lifting for sure.
Well, then you're really smart, because you went ahead and got Michaela, and now she's doing all. Look
now
at you!
I have to do
all. Do you
all
like
the
how
sweat.
I say? We'll totally keep doing the heavy lifting. Yeah. Meet Michaela.
August Wild West. That's a Narrow Gauge themed event. That's going to be pretty cool. What goes on after August?
We're excited. So September 4th. The Alamosa Live Music Association returns with Roaming Rhythms. That's another one that just, it's way too successful and too amazing not to partner on again and again.
That gets better every year.
It really does. So that is the, if people haven't come out, definitely consider it. It's a mini music fest that is pub crawl style through different venues in downtown Alamosa.
This will be the third year for the music crawl for Alma downtown. There's on September 4th. That's going to be a good event. Always is. And then October. What do you got in October?
Adam State returns as our takeover partner.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you just have
We just have the coolest people that we connect with, and
what's Adam State thinking?
So Adam State is really gonna do kind of a showcase for we appreciate the community, but also a showcase of what the community offers to students coming, to the alumni, to the what the university itself offers. So they're gonna close San Juan, and it's gonna be phenomenal. No fire this year, but come out. I know
that was pretty cool.
It was very cool.
Had a good event, Owen.
No, it was absolutely incredible. The timing just didn't work out with the homecoming games and the lineup there. But I do believe that, and I don't want to speak for Adam State, but I do believe they are planning on doing a homecoming celebration in downtown Alamosa. It just didn't work out for First Fridays.
Very cool. That'll be good. And then is October the last First Friday of this year, or are you going into November, December?
So October concludes the official First Friday season.
Yeah.
And then kind of move into, you know, the just general awesomeness of all the things happening in the winter season.
Yeah, you have a really, really cool lineup, a lot of activity. We're going to keep talking about that, because you have another twist that we're going to talk about when we come back. First Fridays After Dark. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back.
Looking for the freshest food in the Valley? Introducing the new SLV Local Foods Directory, where you can meet your neighbors and eat better. From colorful potatoes and crisp greens to farm-fresh eggs, dairy, and meat, find exactly who grows your food right here in the Valley. Support local, eat fresh, and strengthen our community. Are you a local farmer or producer? Add your information. Visit elmasacitizen.com today and discover the freshest food from the heart of the Valley. Support comes from Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. CHFA supports Colorado home ownership and works with a statewide network of lenders. Visit chfainfo.com/your home. CHFA is an equal housing lender.
Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod. We're talking to Visit Alamosa about their upcoming First Friday lineups here in 2026. Before we get back to that, I just also want to note Adams State Theater has their first production coming up for the spring. It's called Airness. It will lift you up and send you back into the world humming with joy and renewed sense of humanity. Adams State Theater Department, Airness opens Friday, April 24th, runs through Sunday, May 3rd. You can see it at the San Luis Valley Federal Bank Main Stage Theater, April 24th through May 3rd. That's Airness, Adams State Theater. We're talking Visit Alamosa First Friday celebrations. We're going to dress up for First Fridays on July 3rd, because that is the full reenactment of the visit out of the Founders Day celebration.
Founding of Alamosa.
Barbara Cruz, she writes a history column for Alamosa Citizen. Is really, really good.
It's so good. If you're not reading it, read it.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
really
she's
good.
Also going to be directing us and giving us information on how to dress up and characters and all the things. So follow the First Friday Facebook page for all of those details on how you're going to dress.
That's going to be July 3rd. That's a full reenactment of Founders Day for Alamosa. Barb Cruz, Aaron. Actually, they're really good at that.
Yes.
They're really creative with the Founders Day stuff they've been doing.
They really are. If you haven't taken a picture with the Gym Saloon and heard that, the story of the founding of Alamosa is so incredible. It's so much fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's July 3rd. And then the following Friday or the following month, August, that's when they're doing the Wild West, that first Friday in August. We're going to dress up for that. Also, Owen Woods is going to come as, he's already got a costume he's thinking about.
You know, I'm a big Good, the Bad, and the Ugly fan, so I'll probably put on a poncho and a flat bill.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
He's going like Clint Eastwood in the Wild West. That's a good costume, by the way, for that, Owen. That's a good one. Also have this year First Fridays After Dark. What's that about?
Yes, so that is something that we wanted to start to kind of engage people to be downtown longer, and not even just downtown. We're kind of branching out and getting all these different, you know, restaurants and bars and other places to kind of come along and come together and offer these different specials after First Friday ends at 8. We're hoping to continue that into a little bit later and getting different people to do, you know, if they have a DJ or they want to do a trivia night or something like that, just to engage the community to come down to downtown and just experience First Fridays at the beginning, but then continue the party on later.
Keep the party going after 8 o'clock and down.
Yes.
We don't want the sidewalks to roll up at 9 o'clock in this town, Beth.
No, and I think that, you know, to Michaela's point, that it might, you know, kind of start downtown. I know Purple Pig is already on board. They're going to be open until 10 starting on May 1st. You can still get, you know, drinks at the brewery past. And this one, obviously, the block party is going to go until 10. So we're just kind of capturing that energy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, Lucha's, they're open late anyway.
There you go.
Let's make sure that people know what's going on there. And then, you know, Weekends and the Bank Shot, and they all have, you know, things going on already. So let's capture that and make it, you know, bring them into the First Friday promotion and fold and make sure people know what's going on. And yeah,
I like that. I like that Visit Alamosa. And I like that your team, Visit Alamosa, Beth Sumner, Michaela Close, we got your big boss over there, Kale Mortensen.
Kale.
You have Ricky Ricardo there.
Ricky Ricardo.
I don't blame you for that.
I like that Visit Alamosa is doing this. That is encouraging people to come downtown, to spend nights downtown, to get out and visit, socialize, to come around. I like that. That's a good thing, Beth.
Chris, I would be remiss, first of all, if I didn't also shout out the rest of our staff. So Sandra Hostetter in the Welcome Center is incredible. Yes. And Samantha Lancaster, our marketing manager, all just, we have a really phenomenal team and board, and we couldn't do what we do without the whole team. But I would be remiss in saying just that general kind of reminder, we do all of what we do for the community. And so it makes it really easy when we're like, oh, there's more community. Let's bring them along or figure out how we can serve them. And that makes it really easy.
Well, I mean, you could, from our perspective with the Valley Pod, and as you know, this is episode 299, and Beth, you've been on here with us through the years, through the last 3-4 years that we've been doing the Valley Pod, and what I can say is that we've seen this continuous progress of things to do, events, activities. And I give a lot of credit to you, Beth Sumner, Visit Alamosa, your board, for instituting that, for creating that, being proactive to say, hey, let's all celebrate the first Friday of every month where we live, downtown. Let's get together. Let's have all these cool things. And the lineup says that. I think it's pretty cool, Michaela. What are you, mm-hmm. what are you looking forward to in your first year as the events program manager for Visit Alamosa and First Fridays?
I'm just really excited to see it kind of all like fall together, because obviously I've only been working with them for about like 3 weeks, so very new.
Yeah.
But just like hearing about how they talk about it, and even how like the businesses react when I go and like hand them the flyers or I go and talk to them about their specials, it's so exciting, and I'm just so excited to finally be able to like be a part of like the making of it. Because I've been to, like, a few of them just, like, as a college student. But I've never got to, like, experience it as, like, not a college student.
So yeah, the making of it is, that's a good phrase, the making of First Fridays.
Yes.
And you have a great lineup this year. It all starts on Friday, May 1st. Then you go into June 5th. You go into July 3rd. First Friday in August, you have the Wild West and the Murder Mystery Narrow Gauge is due on September 4th. You're taking us into the Alamosa Live Music Association and their crawling music around town. You have October, the Adams State Showcase. Great lineup. Going to be a lot of fun. And everything is tied to the rest of the weekend and all the cool events happening.
There's so much to do.
Yeah, it's really so cool. Before we let you go, I want to get one more thought for you, then we're going to let you go, and I want to hear this from Michaela and Beth, because we're also seeing just a lot of activity downtown. We have the new hotel is under construction. That'll open up at the end of the summer. We're seeing other activity downtown. Give us your sense, Michaela, of downtown Alamosa. You now work downtown.
Give us
your sense of just downtown Alamosa as a person that works downtown and is around all of that. What do you see and what do you think?
I would say it's definitely a lot busier than I thought that it was. Like living on like college and like living on campus, we like don't see downtown as much as we probably should. And so being down here like almost every day, I like finally realized that it's actually so busy. And I see people down here all the time. When I go to like the businesses, I see people in there, I see people talking. Even like on the slower days, there's still a lot of community there, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And Beth, you've been watching this for a while now. I mean, you're a veteran of downtown. You've seen all this and you're an active participant in making things happen. So I would imagine you're pleased with what you're seeing. Are you?
I am. I love seeing the variety of businesses. There's a constant kind of evolution, new offerings, new businesses, new little pockets, and always something kind of to discover.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the opening of the hotel downtown. I like all the new businesses, the professionals that are downtown, Alamosa School District, District Attorney's Office, because I think those types of things help put people downtown. Then they're looking for places to shop, and then they stay after hours to First Fridays and participate and all that. Downtown Alamosa is not a dead zone, I don't think.
No.
Not even close to a dead zone, is it?
I don't see it that way at all.
Yeah, but we want to encourage people to keep coming downtown.
Yeah, well, yes. and yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a cool event. First Friday celebrations. We've been talking to Beth Summer and Michaela Close. You've been listening to the Valley Pod. Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods. We're going to have episode 300, Owen, BLM director, coming up next.
Yep, 300.
That's cool. Valley Pod. We'll see you around the valley.